With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-El.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callion.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week! This is where you send us stupid stories to idiotoftheweekweekweek at gmail.com, and then we mock them!
Woohoo!
It's very complicated.
I'm going to tell you something. It's my favorite thing to do.
It really is.
We want to remind you to go visit sexyliberal.com if you
haven't. Do it now.
What are you doing?
Why are you denying yourself this joy? You could be watching all the Sexy Liberal virtual tour shows.
Yes, and listening to all the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
What? Go to sexyliberal.com right now.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes, yes, yes. And while you're on the internet, make sure you go to patreon.com and please support this podcast, this Black-owned podcast.
This is a Black-owned business.
Yes.
This is all the Black that owns it, and it's a business.
It's a business.
And we want to thank you, those of you who, especially who have donated over the years, and certainly everyone who's a Patreon friend. You are literally keeping us afloat.
Yes.
And we cannot thank you enough.
We really, really, really appreciate
you. Literally.
And you know what you get for your Patreon?
What do you get, Frances?
You get three micro idiots
a week.
Yes,
that is so much funny.
Yes, and there's already over 250 of them for you to catch up on. So I think you probably have like years of podcasts.
That's right.
To be able to listen
That's
to
right.
and laugh and make you
Netflix
laugh.
Netflix ain't got nothing on this.
No. This is a machine. All right, go to cameo.com for a specialized video from Frangela as well.
That's right. It's a happy birthday, a pep talk, what's up, as a gift for somebody, whatever you need. Check it out.
Yeah. And also join us every Friday morning in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the...
Black Power Hour.
Yes.
What? That is where Stephanie Miller transforms like a beautiful butterfly into Stephanie Mills.
It's gorgeous, guys.
And Stephanie Mills, that was far more politically active than you may have been aware.
That's right. Should we get started?
I think we should.
Yeah.
Today's first idiot comes to us from the incomparable, the king,
yeah.
Gary.
Yes. Thank you, Gary C. Drunk woman falls off her horse, then peed in public. All right.
Let's start. I want to start with
Rebecca Dawn Parnell. 31.
Now, I want to start with mom.
Yeah.
Mother's Day. Mother's Day wasn't that long ago.
The day when we cheer on mothers and celebrate them.
Just a few months later. What's happening?
Yeah.
Mom's on a horse drunk.
Yes. Well, she was incensed by a group of youths who began laughing at her as she fell off her horse
after an evening. That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah,
evening. I would call this a binge, but an evening of drinking rum and Cokes.
Yes.
For a ride to Prosper Pine BP in Queensland Whitsundays, Australia on May 26th.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I wanted to read that where this is from is I just want to say this, and this may be the last thing I say in defense of Rebecca Dawn Parnell, 31. Australia, I'm going to say, given my experience and dealing with Australians, this is not worthy of an article. I mean, if this is as harsh as it gets in Queensland Whitsundays, that is a bit for Australia. That is tame.
Well, because this, you know, a year and a half ago, Australia was on fire.
Dude, she got drunk, got on a horse. The problem really came. She's mother of three.
Yeah.
That, and this is where I think this doesn't get dealt with. She went to a station, right? Now, is this, when they say station, it's a petrol station.
Right,
it's a gas station.
Right.
And she wanted to use the bathroom, but it says she was unable to. I need to know why. Why wasn't she able to use the bathroom? She couldn't figure it out, or they wouldn't let her in?
It sounds like that she may have been most drunk and not a pay. Here's the problem. When you only customers
okay.
get to use the loo in most places. So
right.
when you roll up on a horse
and you little rum and coke to the wind.
Right. And I'm like, I need a bathroom.
I know if I'm working at the petrol station, I think to myself, I may have to clean that later. But here's the deal. Did you save yourself any hassle?
No, you didn't. And because this is the problem. The people at the petrol station saw you come up on a horse. They know.
Barely able. She could barely stand, apparently.
She couldn't get off, though. She couldn't dismount.
And this is where she got mad. So she, when she was trying to get off the horse, she fell. And some children who were watching, which, what are they hanging out at the gas station for?
Because that's what you do.
I guess so. But there's also no mention of what time of day this is, which would be helpful for me.
Yeah.
But they laughed at her.
Because she fell off.
She fell off. So she started yelling at them. And I'd like to quote her because the woman is a poet.
Yeah.
Come here, you. I believe that's fucking. Come here, you fucking little.
It's either, C word.
It's a C word. And mm-hmm. It could be one of two, but they're both not okay.
See you next Tuesday, probably.
Yeah, but it could be C other Canadian kangaroos, too.
Oh, yeah.
It could be that,
okay,
too.
Okay, okay, yeah.
You know.
Right.
Let's fucking fight.
Yes.
Now,
this,
Rebecca.
I like this in her. I like this
Rebecca,
in Rebecca.
I know.
Becky.
I know. Becky. B-times. BB. Okay. First of all, you can't fight children. Let me start there.
Oh, can you? Can you
no.
not?
No. And
can
I know you what not? Your argument's going to be because you're the same size.
That's right.
But that's not how it works.
You keep telling me I'm the same size as a
10-year-old.
No, I'm
not telling you that. That's the authorities. That's okay. Why you couldn't get on a carousel without me having to bribe
you didn't
people.
You tell these people that.
They know that. They
can didn't
see
know
you.
That. They didn't know that.
You.
I was
know.
On my 30th birthday. I was denied a ride. I had to coerce a 16-year-old to let me on a Ferris fucking wheel.
It's not safe. It's by height. And it's just not. But I do have to question rides that are intended for children where you have to be above a certain height. Like, I'm kind of like, shouldn't this ride accommodate children? But in any case, and not that you're a child or that you are 30, but
now you see you see what's happened to me. I've closed up like a turtle.
A little tiny cute little turtle. The cutest of turtles.
No,
they're
man.
Cute. She's been pulled over twice by the police because they thought a child was driving.
You know what? You don't have to tell the people
they
this.
Know. They know. So you can't find children. You really aren't supposed to. So she was riled up. So then she tried. Then she implicates the horse. The poor horse.
She tried to make the horse kick at the children to scare them off.
Be clear. I don't think it was to scare them off. I think it was to kick the children. She's already threatened to fight them.
Yes.
I don't think that she was. This was just a scare tactic. But in any case, that what happened is the horse hit a car and caused a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars in damage.
Yeah.
So when the police finally arrived at the gas station about 9 p.m., so we know that this was at night.
Yes.
And I don't know when it gets dark there, but she blasted them and said, I think my favorite quote from Becky in this whole thing, she said, I don't give a fuck if you arrest me. I'm drunk.
There you have it.
Bam.
This is what,
bam.
And that's truth. The purpose of alcohol.
That's right.
Alcohol is to numb the pain.
From your own choices.
From your own
and the choices.
Choices
you're making while on the alcohol.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you something. She was so drunk, it was a struggle for her to even stand up. She pled guilty to a string of charges. So she knows that she did it. And apparently, they try to suggest that she has... One of these children had previously trespassed on her property. Like, there was a previous incident with this child.
Right.
It's a child, dude. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she told the court that the alcohol made her client's mental health, her lawyer did, made her mental health issues even worse.
Mm.
Yeah, but this is the thing. It wasn't prescribed, the alcohol. Like, the same, you know what I mean? Like, it's like acting like, well, she had to have the alcohol and it exacerbated a problem. Yeah, the problem it exacerbated was called Rebecca Dawn Parnell.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Rebecca, you don't handle your problems correctly.
No, you don't,
Rebecca,
baby.
this could be a pivotal wake-up moment for you and your horse. If you let it.
This is called a bottom. And this is a high bottom.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. This is a very high bottom,
you
girl.
You can move on from this. It's not that bad.
Yeah, the magistrate admitted the horse charge was one you, quote, don't see very often.
That's
you know
right.
what? And that's you being unique, Rebecca.
That's right. And you're stupid.
So we salute you. You're unique.
You're a unique idiot. Next up.
Also from Gary C. Japanese woman arrested for throwing feces at her neighborhood.
And
the
neighborhood is important. We need to say that from here on out, if you have a problem with certain topics, this may not be the idiot of the week for you.
This stack is stinky.
It is a very bad stack.
This
is just the way they came in.
No, we didn't. These are all submitted by people. These are not my choices.
And what we're telling you is that they are all from this moment on going to involve the nethers. And areas that we don't like to talk about.
They're just going
to
involve the nethers, the twigs, the taint,
all that area. And not in a happy, happy, fun way.
No, Lord. Okay. Tokyo woman arrested for a streak of poo throwing incidents over neighbor's noisy car door.
Okay. All right. I have to say, I'd like to flag noisy car door. Tokyo.
Yeah.
It's a very big city.
I want to go to Tokyo desperately.
Okay. Very, very, it's a big city. Lots going on there.
Yeah.
I really feel like if your noise complaint is a car door, that's not a noise complaint.
No, it's not. For a city?
For a major city? Like that doesn't seem like much of a complaint.
That's
but in
right.
any case, apparently, Tokyo Metropolitan Police announced the arrest of a 53-year-old. Yuri Hamajima.
Yes.
Hamajima.
Yeah.
On suspicion of disturbing the peace.
Suspicion?
She disturbed the peace, trust me. This is disturbing as fuck. If proven guilty, this will come as a relief to Ms. Hamajima's neighbors, who woke up every morning for 6 months wondering if a pile of human excrement was waiting outside their home.
Yeah. According to police, during the period between December 2013 and May of this year, Hamajima allegedly threw her own feces at her neighbor's property, including their car.
Let me ask you, Francis. How long does it take before you go, I'm getting a ring camera? How long? How many piles of feces before you go, I'll give you one, because you go, maybe this was an accident.
Ooh.
It was random or something, and somebody lost. But where do you go, I need security and surveillance,
and I need to know. I mean, immediately, since 2013?
Y'all are too patient. I don't know what, or you liked it or something, because that is just wrong.
This is the line that got me. Growing more and more concerned. I mean, over 8 years? By the appearance of people poop in front of their home, the neighbors contacted the police, who went down and took a stool sample for DNA testing.
We can't get DNA testing on violent crimes done in this country.
No, we cannot. We're backed up. The test found the genetic traces in the excrement to be consistent with Hamajima.
Apparently, according to the investigation, which was very thorough given what the crime is, I have to say, Hamajima allegedly became highly stressed over things like the sound of the neighbor's car door opening and closing too loudly. She would then proceed to fill a cup with her own waste, carry it outside, and toss it over the wall, defining her and her neighbor's home.
Woo!
Okay.
Ooh, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
I would have put a trampoline.
something to
bounce right back up.
Oh, that would be lovely. Something.
Oh, I'm going to tell
something
you something.
That she didn't...
I am the bitch. I will go and collect it and be like,
left
ding
something.
Dong.
You dropped something.
Ding dong.
You dropped something. I think that's assault, just to let you know.
Or we're going to get a funnel. And we're going to figure out how to put it back in you. We're going to put it up top.
That's for
on the
sure.
Bottom.
That's for sure assault.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'd be like, oh, no, you
that
lost
is
something.
For sure assault.
You lost something.
Okay.
Let's get this back
okay.
in you. Get
okay.
it back to its home.
I don't
to
know
its
what,
place of origin.
I don't know what we've tripped into here, but you've been set off
oh,
in a way
yes.
that is extremely disturbing.
Oh, you go throw some. You go throw your shit.
Okay.
I can't even get it out. You go throw your shit on my house. Because
okay.
of okay. condo shit. Oh, bitch,
okay.
you done lost your mind.
I'm gonna say, it's not proportional, the response. Noisy
you done lost
car
your mind.
Deserves another noisy... Well, first of all, just ask them about it. But also, I do think this complaint may be wildly out of line with sort of the realities of living in a city. But go talk to them about it first. Use your words.
The words. Here's my thing. She's had, since 2013, she has been tossing shit onto her neighbor's property since 2013. I think that they use their words already.
It sounds to me like nobody dealt with it. Like they don't reference in here that they talked to her about it, that they thought it was her, they knew it was her. It doesn't seem like they put, yeah, it's disturbing, but it wasn't disturbing enough for them to get more proactive about it.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Francis, I think that your methods, I understand the feelings, but I would encourage you to get journal those feelings.
Mm-mm,
because
I'm gonna tell
you. Do believe that those are worse crimes. Holding somebody down and shoving poop back in them, even
oh, no,
if
no,
it's
no,
their
no.
own poop.
No.
No, I think so.
No, let me tell you
I'm pretty sure.
Let me tell you something.
I'm pretty sure.
The poop wants to find its way home.
The poop has. It's not sentient. The poop wants nothing.
It wants to go back.
The poop
back
is being utilized. It okay is not. It doesn't want to go back.
Where it came from.
No, it's not. It's not lost.
And it's my job it's to make job to reunite it
it's
with its owner.
Job. That is not your job.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a salt.
She,
it's a really
if
weird
she thinks, if she thinks that the poop deserves to be on my property, I want to reunite her with her property.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I'm just
no, you
saying,
don't understand.
I do understand.
No, you don't understand.
I do understand.
You are it's you just, are not understanding
I'm
me.
I'm hearing and understanding. I'm telling you that that is assault. That's a really bad assault. And it's a little bit
how
jigsaw. It's a little it's a little jigsaw.
How is it?
Like,
if
like she wakes up in some poop contraption, you know, and it's like
and I'm going maniacally.
Want to play a game?
Poop must go back.
Yeah, that's not. I think that maybe we may have to take. I don't know what's gonna happen to the rest of the stag, but we may have to take a break on ooh the on the scatological stories because you seem we seem to have hit upon a nerve.
Yeah. You have.
Oh,
and it's the poop nerve. You know what? We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Well, do you ever catch yourself thinking when you're looking in the mirror, ugh, ew, I wish those under-eye bags would just go away. You're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women. Until now, introducing the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote me, I've been using GenuCell for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. With its instant effects, Chamonix says you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I love it. I use the entire line of products. It is my favorite skincare I've ever used. They guarantee it, though. Results in the first 12 hours or your money back. Order now. Get 50% off all GenuCell packages for summer. Go to lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. That's love, GenuCell.com/Stephanie. lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. I use it every single day. I get so many compliments. Check it out. lovegenucell.com/Stephanie.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Jeff Y.
Thank you, Jeff Y. We love and adore you. You're amazing.
Austrian man jailed for 19 months for swastika tattoo on scrotum.
Okay. 29-year-old neo-Nazi was jailed for 19 months under the country's strict laws, which prohibit behavior that glorifies the Nazis, as well as firearms charges.
Let's stop there.
There's a lot in here that we need to get over.
Let's stop there because, you know, when you grow up in Austria, Germany, Holocaust denying is against the law.
Yeah, and anything that glorifies or that shows support for the Nazis is in fact a crime. You can't do that. So
you can't act like you don't know.
Which I think is part of the reason for having picked his scrotum. But as somebody who doesn't have a scrotum, but I've seen people crumble in agony.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a particularly painful place to get a tattoo.
That's right.
And what I don't understand is the reason besides the fact that he's a Nazi, which makes him more than stupid, it makes him dangerous and offensive, but this is my problem, is like, how did he get busted?
Right.
Like, when you first hear it, you're like, you put it on your scrotum, but you got busted.
How? And you're going to jail.
You know how, and you know you do. If you watch or listen to Idiot of the Week, you know exactly how he got caught. He told people.
That's right. That's right.
He got himself caught.
That's right. According to reports, the man drank almost 2 bottles of whiskey before his brother, who we also got to go check his nuts.
I'm not doing
that. Tattooed the band symbol on his scrotum.
I'm not checking nobody's scrotum for hate.
No. Let me see. Oh, everybody, lift up your nuts.
I'm not doing it. I'm not
doing it. You got Nazi nuts? Who got the Nazi nuts in here?
He was also found to have posed for photos with Nazi material at the Bunker Museum, and he drank Hitler-branded wine, which is a very... there's Hitler-branded wine, and he posted propaganda on the internet. So he was down.
Yeah.
Okay, so the court heard the man who had already had a criminal record. What? Shock. For violent offenses, and said he was embarrassed over what he had done.
That's embarrassed my ass.
Wait till you hear his excuse. Are you ready for this?
Your Honor,
this part is a quote, I just got in with bad company. I think that may be one of the biggest understatements I've ever heard. The Nazis?
Bad company?
Okay. For us, anything that wasn't allowed was something we gravitated towards. No, not anything.
No.
Things that were Nazis. Because you know what else isn't allowed? Mm. Ask Yuri. Pooping on your neighbor's house.
Yes.
But that isn't the crime that you got charged with. No. So not anything. But we all underestimated enormously how much a mistake this was. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Because you just got busted.
And you allowed somebody to put a permanent tattoo on your nuts. They put a swastika on your bag.
What I don't understand about that, Francis, is in order to get the sort of look how much I'm committed, you have to show your nuts to people, which makes me question his commitment to Nazism and what I think is a greater commitment to showing his nuts to people.
It's slightly homoerotic.
Slightly? I think it's beyond... I think it's somebody likes to... to show their nuts. Somebody likes to pick up and show them, and he found a way to do it that just happened to violate some laws, and also he's a white supremacist fucktard.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't say that word. But I'm sorry, so I apologize for that word. But it's like, that's absolutely awful. And I don't understand.
He claims, now, this is the shit that kills me. After getting caught, he claims he is no longer, you know, I'm no longer associated with the far right, and I've stopped drinking heavily.
So he got in with the bad company. Your brother?
Yeah.
That's your brother.
Yes.
Who put that tattoo on you? So you didn't get in with the bad company. You are the
bad company. Exactly. He said he didn't know how serious Nazi glorification was until the investigation into his tattoo, and claimed it was no longer visible.
Well, theoretically shouldn't have been visible in the first. I don't know what the indecency laws aren't there in Austria, but there's a maximum penalty. I'll tell you what changed his mind about it. The maximum penalty of 10 years.
Yeah.
So this is somebody who already has a criminal record, a violent criminal record, so there is every reason to believe that maybe he might get a harsher sentence, or correct sentence maybe. But I don't understand. I have to start with, I believe the scrotum is highly sensitive.
So I've been told. Or, you know, the times I've been near them.
I mean, people have seemed to take their treatment very seriously and personally.
Yeah.
You know. Now, maybe that's just the few scrotums that I know.
Right, maybe they're particularly sensitive.
But those of you with scrotums or some knowledge, could you... Doesn't this seem... Yeah. Like, I'm just asking.
Right. Right. I mean, but
when you get a tattoo there, not only does it say, automatically go, you're hiding it, but you could have hit it on your butt cheek. You could have hit it on the center of your back. You could have hit it a lot of places.
Well, what you're saying is speaking to the level of commitment.
That's what I'm saying.
He felt about getting a swastika.
A greater commitment than any other kind. Like, if he put it on his arm, I don't know if I would see that as, in some ways, as much of a commitment.
That's right.
Even though you could go with, I was hiding it. But were you?
Walking
around telling people about it, and somebody turned him in. Because I have a feeling.
He was bragging about it.
He was bragging about it. I have a feeling not everybody likes you, boo, because you're a crazy racist.
Mm-hmm. Not so cute now, are you?
Is it?
Nazi nuts.
Nazi nuts. That's exactly it, with a Z.
Ugh. Next up, this is from Jeff Y. and Gary C. Thank you very much. Meth Man... His name is Shaft Bang Adams, stored crystal rocks in his penis.
Is this, we're sure this is a real story too,
This is a real story.
Okay.
All right.
Because.
Shaft Bang?
His name is Shaft Bang.
They're saying this man here, that his name is Shaft Bang.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this isn't a real story and that it somehow got past us all.
No.
Even though it looks like it's from Google, which is usually...
Yeah.
Florida man whose rap sheet includes more than a dozen drug convictions was arrested. And after jailers discovered 4 crystal rocks of methamphetamine stored inside the defendant's penis skin.
Okay.
Number one, that's gotta be scratchy.
It's gotta be. But what I'm confused by is penis. Is that like foreskin? Are they trying to say
foreskin? Yeah.
Okay, because why not say foreskin?
I don't know. Maybe
because they made it sound like he has he got especially skinny. Like maybe he lost weight in his penis, which I don't know if you can lose weight in your penis. And then maybe like he used a rubber band or like a barrette. Like, I'm just trying to understand. I want to respect Mr. Shaft Bang Adams' choices. 30 years old. But this is the thing. As is typical of idiots, he was arrested for driving with a suspended or revoked license and booked into Orange County Jail. Because let me tell you something. You were black and driving in Orange County with a suspended license. Shaft Bang.
Yeah, they can smell you.
So he an Orlando resident. He's had many other
issues
with the police. And during the intake process, he was subjected to a strip search, which happens, during which a correctional officer reported finding 4 crystal rocks, white in color, inside the penis skin of Mr. Adams. A subsequent field test of the rocks tested positive for methamphetamine.
Can we stop here? Let's talk about this angel of a person whose job it is
to go into people.
Because
into them, really.
I mean,
literally.
Into them. Because... what we know is Shaft Bang didn't peel back.
No, you don't think Shaft Bang helped?
He didn't help.
Wait, my man.
Yeah.
I got some meth in my penis skin.
Right.
Not me.
This guy had to go in there and be like, this is a place where people hide things. And sure enough, there was something in there like a Easter egg hunt.
That is...
I mean, this is somebody's job. This person has to go home and eat dinner with their family. They have to look
regular.
I got methamphetamine out of somebody's penis today. How's that? How was teaching?
It was better than that. It was pretty. Somebody learned to read, so it was a good day. Penis, huh?
Yeah, I had to peel it back. Go rooting around up in there. You know, you gotta get up into the rain.
Wow, you can't see this if you're listening, but Francis is gesturing very large.
You gotta get up in the rain.
What I gotta tell you is that if this is how they searched, if they took their hand, she's making a circle that's wider than like an extra large pizza right now, which makes me concerned for the penis skin.
It's my object work.
It's really big. Really? I think it might be smaller. I mean, I'm not trying to be offensive.
What kind of penises you deal with?
Not that. Not. And I got to tell you something. You're not that tall.
The man's name is Shaft Bang.
Well, I don't know. I think that you're assuming what came first, the name or the penis, is what I'm saying. Why? She looks like she's literally boiling a cauldron.
Trying to look in there now.
A cauldron. Now she's sticking her head through the cauldron opening.
A burrow.
But you know what? I have to say, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right now.
What?
I let him take that meth into jail. Okay. I'm sorry.
Four rocks? Who needs that?
I'm just saying, he wanted it really bad. He put in the work for it. I just don't need to stand in Chef Bang's way. And either this is a complete faked up story. It doesn't appear to be, but it could be. Or please tell me he changed his name to that.
Yeah.
Adams, if somebody named him
Shaft Bang, they're asking for it.
He didn't have a chance.
He was charged with possession of meth and introducing contraband into a penal institution.
Okay, I think that is unfair because the only reason it was going to get introduced in the penal institution is because you were arresting him.
That's right.
He didn't walk into the prison and be like, here, I'm trying to get some... I didn't go visit somebody with meth in his dick.
But you know, that's what I'm saying about the person who has to check out, pull back this thing and look in there.
I don't think it's that big.
You're going to get charged
If you, because they asked you. It's not a cow uterus. I mean, you were pulling it back like you were like a bed sheet, like a king size weighted blanket.
Have you ever done one of those? Some of those? You got a
pita skin or a weighted blanket? I've never had to deal with foreskin where I had to take both hands and plant my feet and then draw back using my shoulder muscles. Like that, that looks, I don't know what has gone on in your life, but I don't know if I want to know. Let's review, shall we?
Here we go. Drunk woman fell off her horse and peed in public.
Then we have the Japanese woman who was arrested for throwing feces at her neighborhood
for years. Yes. Austrian man jailed for 19 months for swastika tattoo on scrotum.
And meth man Shaft Bang Adams, which his name alone. Okay, so
I gotta go with the Japanese woman arrested for throwing feces.
I think I have to go with that too, because drunk woman fell for drunk.
Drunk.
And I think behaving in a drunken fashion.
Yeah.
And when she said, I don't give a fuck if you arrest me, I'm drunk. Honesty.
Yes.
To the point. Then I think the other people, the other dummies, all idiots, all worthy of no. The swastika tattoo and scrotum, there's so many, you're an idiot and an asshole.
Yeah.
Chef Bang Adams, I do believe that we need to find out about his name, because if that was the name he was given at birth, I don't believe this crime is his fault.
Okay. I'll take that.
But this woman for years.
Wasn't drunk. Yuri wasn't drunk.
And let me tell you something. Hey, cry now, cry later. You've got to deal with things, okay? The first time, the second time, the 15th time those car doors closed and opened and you felt like it was too loud, go over and say, hey, I feel like you're too loud. And they're going to react how they're going to react, but we do not complain with our feces. That is not how we do that.
Yeah, Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country that if you had a neighbor complaint, you know, you called the police, right? Yeah. You said, you know, this is not how we do. What you didn't do was take a poo and pass it on.
Yeah, there was a time in this country, Francis. There's a time in this country when people said, you know what, we should name our little baby after your father or my mother. Remember that? Eleanor. Virginia. You know, people go, or the godparents, or for somebody famous, you know. They say, this is our child. We want them to grow up strong and have a sturdy, a name that means something. Not a name that needs to be on the side of a porn box or porn, whatever it is now, stream, whatever. Like, Shaft Bang? Like, what have you doomed this person to? There was a time in this country, Francis.
Angela, there was a time in this country that when people said F you and the horse you rode on and on, they didn't mean that literally.
No, they didn't mean that.
They didn't mean for you to ride in on a horse.
No, and try to kick children with it. No, there was a time in this country where we really didn't try to kick children. Never a part of our day. Okay, and there was a time in this country.
And so there was a time
when you understood that the way you show support for something should show support for it, and not a weird sort of disdain yet support. And I've never heard me how would you feel, Francis, if somebody said, "Hey, I love Frangela so much, I tattooed Frangela on my scrotum."
Yeah, that's gonna be weird for me.
I don't know that I would feel honored by that in the way that one might intend. And fuck Nazis.
Yes. Fuck Nazis.
Fuck Nazis.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week, 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 week.
Thank you so much for sending us the idiots at idiotoftheweekweekweek@gmail.com. And we want to say a big thank you, and we love you, to our amazing producer, Laura.
Thank you.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.